I love devouring a thriller alone at night, just letting my imagination run wild. Well, I definitely got what I wished for when I dug into Run on Red by Noelle W. Eiley. Oof. The viral suspense thriller that killed it, not literally, on BookTok is now available to you as a deluxe special edition with gorgeous stenciled edges and a beautiful foiled cover. Talk about a vibe, my friends. Run on Red is a survival thriller about two women driving down a remote country road when they realize they are being followed. They don't have any cell signal and there's no way to escape. What starts as panicked road rage becomes something far more terrifying. As you might imagine, I consume a lot of thriller content on TV, online, and of course, getting cozied up with a good book is maybe my favorite. But sometimes thrillers can be so, I don't know, corny. Many don't give me that satisfying setup or the scare factor that I crave, but Run on Red isn't like that. It's grounded with a good pace, the kind of scenario that catches my attention and makes me a little nervous, but like not nervous enough to stop reading late at night, you know? Ugh, I love it. If you're a fan of Freida McFadden, Karen Slaughter, or John Mars, this is absolutely your jam. Run on Red by Noelle W. Eiley is available February 24th. So be sure to add it to your online cart, your big ol' reading to-dos, and eventually your favorite book list. So get under a blanket, get comfy, and keep those lights on just in case, because you're going to love Run on Red.
This episode sponsored by YouBeauty. Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? YouBeauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at YouBeauty.com.
Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Wendy's Secret Recipe. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Well, as I was eating my chili, and I usually crack all my crackers and just put them in there, mix it all around, and started eating the way usually people eat. And suddenly I chew something that's kind of hard, crunchy, spit it out. At first, I wasn't sure what it was.
On March 22, 2005, a 39-year-old woman named Anna Ayala was dining at a San Jose Wendy's restaurant when she claims she bit into a partially cooked segment of a human finger in a cup of chili she had ordered. Of course, the accusation was met with disgust and outrage at the fast food chain and put executives in a state of emergency. For Ohio-based executives at Wendy's International Incorporated, all hands were on deck. Private investigators were hired, a tip hotline was created, and the burger chain offered a $150,000 reward for information leading to the finger's original owner. Quote, "We are more anxious than you are to find out what really happened," Wendy's spokesman Denny Lynch said. The fast food chain subsequently suffered around $21 million in lost business for what would become a high-profile lawsuit and a lot of late-night punchlines. And so the investigation began. Immediately, the Santa Clara County Medical Examiner's Office and the San Jose Police Department took the fingertip to the coroner's office, where they already found details incongruent with Ayala's statement. They found that the finger, quote, was not consistent with an object that had been cooked in a chili at 170 degrees for 3 hours. It was determined that the finger did not come from a Wendy's employee or from any employee at the facilities that provided ingredients for the chili. DNA tests were also done on the finger, but nothing came up. So where did this finger come from? Everyone wanted to know, and tips were flying in from, quote, folks who either have lost a finger or know someone who lost a finger, according to a statement by San Jose Police Sergeant Nick Muyo. The weirdest tip came from the owner of a Texas animal refuge, who called Wendy's hotline to say she remembered seeing a leopard being kept as a pet bite off the fingertip of a Nevada woman. The victim, whose name was Sandy Allman, lost the part of a middle finger in February when she was bitten by a spotted leopard, one of several exotic pets she kept around her trailer 60 miles outside of Las Vegas. Ayala, again the founder of The Finger, lawyered up and of course filed a claim against Wendy's franchise owner, but given the inconsistent information from the coroner's office, the investigation eventually turned on Ayala herself. Soon the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department conducted a search of Ayala's home in Las Vegas, Nevada. Rumors spread that Ayala had a dead aunt who might be related to the case, although Ayala denied that anyone had recently died. Ayala herself was outraged at the thought that she had anything to do with the fingertip, claiming that the police treated her and her family, quote, like terrorists. Soon after, she dropped the lawsuit threat, saying the whole situation was just too stressful. But it was later discovered that this wasn't Ayala's first rodeo. She had filed numerous lawsuits against various retail establishments, trying to get some cash. Quote, lies, 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 that's all I'm hearing, Ayala said after police started questioning her. They should look at Wendy's. What are they hiding? Why are we being victimized again and again? On April 21st, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department arrested Anna Ayala, charging her with felony attempted grand larceny and grand theft. The felony was from fraudulently selling a San Jose mobile home in 2003 that actually belonged to her boyfriend, and the grand larceny was, of course, the famed Wendy's Chili Finger case. After her charge, she was given a penalty of $2.5 million to be awarded to Wendy's as a result of their plummeting sales. At a press conference held in San Jose on April 22, 2005, Wendy's was ready for some heavy recon. Local Wendy's franchise holder Joseph Desmond urged people to, quote, please come back to Wendy's because we do serve wonderful hamburgers, shakes, and everything else. Wendy's also offered free frosty shakes all that weekend as a sign of goodwill. I know what you're thinking. What about the finger? Well, an anonymous caller to the Wendy's tip hotline shared some info that broke the mystery wide open. On May 13, 2005, police announced that they had identified the finger as belonging to Brian Paul Rossiter, an associate of Ayala's husband. In December 2004, Rossiter lost his finger in a freak industrial accident and sold the finger to Ayala's husband to settle a debt. The anonymous caller was Rossiter himself, setting the record straight. On September 9, 2005, Ayala and her husband, Jamie Placencia, pleaded guilty to conspiring to file a false claim and attempted grand theft. Ayala was sentenced to 9 years in prison and Placencia was sentenced to 12 years in prison. But in 2013, Ayala was back in the news when she was again sent to prison, this time for 4 years, for telling the police that her son had been shot in the ankle by two random men. In reality, her son, Guadalupe Reyes, accidentally shot himself and Ayala lied to police to protect him. Reyes also received 2 years in prison. I'm honestly impressed by this woman and her ability to keep trying to get money from big corporations. I respect it. Of course, as always, there is a downside to this, aside from prison. For her finger hoax, Ayala joined the ranks of very few who are banned for life from all Wendy's locations. And that is, in my humble opinion, a huge shame.
This episode, sponsored by YouBeauty. Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? YouBeauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at YouBeauty.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.